I'm Joel Cerno. I'm the executive producer of 24.
Hi, I'm Marilyn Ricecub, an actress on 24.
And
this
here
is
we
a train.
Go. Opening of season 4. We've always wanted to do a train sequence on the show, but we find it, production's always told us we couldn't do it because it's too expensive to shoot. But we managed for this first episode to get a small train sequence in. And it was really difficult. It took us almost 2 days to get this whole thing right. This was shot actually on a set, this part here. Here we go. As you'll see by the credits, almost an entirely new cast.
It feels like a film. The train is very romantic.
The train sequences are great. So here we are shooting up in Santa Clarita, which is about an hour away from where our sets are. And boom, this is the big money shot right here, coming up.
Uh-oh.
And
something bad's gonna happen.
So our season begins. This is a guy on a motorcycle.
Why is he just got a moped?
And this is really what took all the effort, is the aftermath. Actually, the crash was relatively simple compared to setting up all these train cars, getting these train cars out into this area. Here we go. Is this guy a good guy? Mary Lynn was upset when she read the script because she wasn't in the first scene.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. That something feels off to me. I think that's what it is. I wish I had one of those helmets on. Yes. Yeah. Right away. Fires, shooting.
Now,
blood.
Well, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but later in season 4, Mary Lynn's character will shoot a gun.
You're saying that on the DVD? This is exciting. It's revealing.
It is revealing.
Yeah, it's called an M4. Semi-automatic,
it's
or automatic.
Better than the M3s. Okay.
Did you know that?
He got what he wanted. Daybreak begins.
What we about that beautiful...
See that?
Sunrise.
And here we go. CTU. Now, for those of you who have seen the show before, you may notice... Oh, wait. I don't want to talk.
Please. God, I'm looking good.
Yeah, that was about 4 hours in the makeup trailer.
For that ponytail. I'm really high maintenance. Oh.
Okay.
Check it out.
Yeah. Some chatter this morning about a possible attack. Lana Priya, new cast member.
Here it is from Ankara.
Blowing Mary Lynn off the screen.
It's a struggle. Look at us.
Past.
Who's going to get focused? Past?
Move the camera to me. Doesn't she look great?
It's going to go down within the hour.
You look so pretty this year.
Thanks, I'm really happy with my look this year. I get to wear like a girl's shirt.
Why?
Yeah. I've been hanging out at the beach a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you're really transparent, Sarah. Stop trying to be Driscoll's pet. She doesn't like you.
Her hair is blowing me away. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Well. Now here is our new head of CTU, Erin Driscoll. She's played by Alberta Watson, who worked for Bob and I on La Femme Nikita in the 90s. A show that Mary Lynn was never asked to attend.
It's kind of weird I wasn't on that.
There she is, trying to get in on screen. Here I am. Let me come in and hog up some more screen time. Good posture, Marilyn.
Is it or not really?
No, it is.
Thank you.
It's strong.
I'm a ballerina for 12 years.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
You have a gazelle-like figure.
Look, we're figuring some shit out.
Turkish national, all right.
Think about it.
Marilyn had an affair with this guy off screen.
So, Joel.
Yeah, babe.
You're casting.
Yeah.
You seem to use people that you know.
Well, just
it's a combination of, like, people that you know and have worked with before and then people that you see in stuff and get excited about.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
This was he hasn't been back. A case of...
what a face.
You who I had seen. Jeez. And her who I had worked with. She played a very similar part on La Femme Nikita, kind of a tough, strong...
Oh.
And this guy...
I wanted to ask you about...
It's Jack Bauer. What? Ask.
Audrey, like...
Audrey, we just...
what were you thinking in the creation of the character for
we wanted
Jack's lady
Jack
friend
to have...
Dang.
A relationship...
Hot stuff.
...with someone who could feel like it's a substantial, deep relationship, somebody who he's given up his life for to be in a relationship with. So she had to be, you know... kind of a strong, caring person. I mean, Jack's a family guy, so he would want those qualities in a woman. And yet she works with him because that's going to be part of our storyline. So she's also a professional. So it's kind of a tough... You would seem... Oh, excuse me.
Damn. That's love. That's what that is.
Those are tonsils.
What?
Tonsils touching tonsils.
Tonsils.
See? This is very important for us to establish Jack Bauer at the beginning of every season in whatever relationships that are going to play out throughout the day. So this relationship that he's playing out with is with a woman he's in love with, and he works with her. And that will play out through the next 24 episodes, how this relationship ebbs and flows throughout the season. And every season, the first season we established his wife and kid, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
The second season was he had left CTU and it was kind of a burnout. And third season he was undercover. So, third season he was a heroin addict as well. So those are the things that we establish to begin the season.
I would like to tell him about us before he finds out on his own.
Look... My dad is kind of old-fashioned. Even though Paul and I are separated, he still considers us...
Kim was the last person we read for this part. We read a lot of women.
Really?
And then she came in about a week before we started shooting. She had been in New York finishing up Third Watch.
Did you know her work before?
Did not. I have to admit, I never saw Third Watch, but... she was just...
So it was based on the audition, straight up?
Really, straight up audition.
Cool.
We don't have President Palmer, so we don't have sort of the two-tiered storytelling that we normally do, which is the policy story of the White House and the CTU story on the streets. That changed. The cast of CTU changed. Actually, I didn't talk about it when we get back to CTU, but we have a brand new CTU, a new set, new location. This is a new set. We had moved from Woodland Hills to another city in the valley, and we built CTU from scratch. Joseph Hodges, our production designer, built it, and it took us about 11 weeks. And he just made it bigger, better, easier to shoot, a little more colorful.
Which means we have a small window of opportunity here.
Here's our new cast. Louis Lombardi, who just raised his hand, is someone I had seen on Sopranos.
Also, where's your laptop in case you need to pull data?
I'm sorry, I'll speak up. And I don't need my laptop. I have everything memorized.
God, you're nice.
We just had a line yesterday about his photographic memory playing all the way through the season, that photographic memory of his. Okay.
Let's go.
Do it. Take your papers.
Let's go.
You are hooking me up to know better. Making me a little bit more like Jack.
Little Miss Know-It-All.
Figuring some stuff out. It's pretty cool.
Since Chloe, the character of Chloe, is the only old character that stayed on, we really actually made her a much more prominent part of CTU.
He's on his radio now.
Good. He did well, Thomas.
What about Maurice?
Look at this guy. He's bad. And here's Nestor Serrano. And he plays Navia Raz. And there's Shore, who plays his wife, Dina. And her son, Jonathan Adu. Now, as many of you know, these two, Shore and Jonathan, were in the movie House of Sand and Fog, also playing mother and son.
Concerned? Why?
I think he's still seeing this American girl, Debbie.
You said you talked to him.
I did. I told him he was no longer allowed to have contact with her.
And he agreed, right?
Yes. But I think he's still seeing her behind our backs.
I'll speak to him.
No. I'll take care of it.
This is all on set, too. This is, again, Joseph Hodges building this beautiful set for us.
Beruse, we're sitting down to eat. Beruse?
I'm on the phone.
Get off and come down now.
Who is he talking to?
I don't know.
One person that had a real problem with signing on was Shore. She's an Iranian. When she left Iran after probably Ayatollah took over, she left as a somewhat well-known actress and has had problems with the new government there. So she's sensitive to these kinds of issues and did not want to play a terrorist. But after meeting with us and reading the script, and she said it was after watching the beheadings that she decided that she was going to do it.
Really?
Yeah. It's a pretty heavy
duty thing. So major all the way around, and then she got it in the press.
And she's just been unbelievable to watch. She really has this kind of old movie glamour about her, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah. And there we go. They're the nice, happy American family.
Uh-oh.
As you can see, there has been an...
So far, everything is on schedule.
Have you spoken to Thomas?
Yes. The briefcase is on its way to us now. When he gets here, he'll take it to the warehouse.
Why doesn't Dar take it there directly?
He doesn't need to know where our people are working. That's the safest way.
Beruse, if your father seems severe, it's because our job here is a difficult one. If we are to succeed, it's important that we are of a single mind.
This whole idea of a sleeper cell in the United States has been a controversial storyline. We've had some issues with the group CARE, which is a Muslim-American group, and we did get a lot of publicity surrounding this particular storyline. Did it help the show? From a publicity standpoint, I'm sure you could say in some cynical way that because it got so much attention that it drew attention to people. I think it helped the show because I think it was an interesting storyline, and I think it tapped into things that we as people living in America think about. And so it gave the show a level of reality as opposed to having these kind of two-dimensional villains that are just going to blow up the world. We created a real family.
What are you doing here so early?
Oh, I'm not here early.
Meanwhile.
Been here all night?
Meanwhile at Lucas Haas.
And his cute computer friend. Something bad's going to happen.
So here's another character that we cast, this character of Andrew. We had a hard time finding it. And then Lucas Haas, who was in Witness many years ago and has become quite a well-respected actor as he grew up, came in and did this part for us. And One of the hardest things Mary Lane can talk about is acting with a computer screen. Some of the actors complain about it. It's hard to direct and it's hard to get because you're acting with an inanimate object. But when you see it and it's done right, it really comes alive. That's the world of 24. I mean, the computers and cell phones are characters on our show. In fact, I saw PC once just play a scene with Mary Lynn. I thought it did was up to the task of acting with you.
The computer?
The PC, yeah.
I actually had Kiefer, it's not this episode, talk me through off camera because I had to do a whole scene reacting to him, what happens to him later.
Right.
Because I'm watching it.
Well,
did
you do that with Andrew, too, in a couple episodes, where you're seeing what's going on and you're reacting to it?
Yeah, but I didn't see anything.
Right.
And so Kiefer was off camera, and actually the director saying, like, he's being tortured now, and this is happening.
32 dead. What's the initial assessment?
An act of terrorism. Here's William Devane, who now plays the Secretary of Defense, who Jack works for, and is the father of Audrey Raines, Jack's love interest. Devane's a great veteran actor. I saw him about 30 years ago play R.P. McMurphy in a play of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest before the movie came out.
Are you kidding?
He was incredible. Yeah. I talked to him about it.
She's working the chopstick in the bun look. Very nice. One chopstick.
There they go.
O'Brien.
Chloe, it's Edgar Stiles.
Edgar, you don't need to use your last name. You've been here over a month. What is it? Who, Edgar?
Little aside, Stephen King's favorite character on the show is Chloe O'Brien.
He'll, yes.
Little known fact.
No, I can't take personal calls here.
It's not personal. I found something on the net I think you should know about.
I thought maybe Andrew was going to be my boyfriend. Didn't work out.
Corporate matters. It was loaded this morning.
How would you know that?
I was trying to download some software, and I noticed it.
By download, I assume you mean steal. Otherwise, you wouldn't have even seen a net tape.
God. Can't you just let people say something? You have to always comment on it?
Well, I have a lot of information, and I get impatient with people who know less than me.
You're cynical.
Well, my heart's been hardened by some things that happened.
Like Arabic or Turkish, maybe?
Turkish. that's Roger Cross playing Curtis. Another wonderful addition to the cast.
My mom, she met him off set, and she didn't recognize him because he was so smiley and laughy.
Roger,
and as soon as the cameras roll,
person.
It's hilarious.
Roger's the sweetest guy on the show.
What makes you say that? A computer network virus was launched this morning from a server somewhere in Turkey. That's where Sherrick is from. Should I start working it up?
No. The bombing and Sherrick are all we should be dealing with now. But pass it to the FBI.
Oh, God, why does everything irritate you? Why?
There's a half pike in CTU. Some skateboarders coming later.
Here's Jack and his old digs. Now, what you didn't see on the show that was on the last season's DVD is that Driscoll fired him. So she didn't trust the fact that he used to be a heroin addict.
Oh, he's got a lot of conflicting.
Yeah. So he comes back, and what does he
feel?
Feelings
right now.
A little dizzy. Oh. Excuse me,
this
sir.
Is great.
Jack, it's okay, Sarah. This is Jack Bauer.
Mr. Bauer. Big save for her.
No, it's fine. Chloe.
Not perfect, but okay, I guess. How are Kim and Chase?
Good. We just got a house in Valencia. Kim's taking care of it.
That's interesting. I mean, I'm interested. I just have to set up a protocol.
Yeah.
We don't have time. Like I ask him, and then I'm like, gotta go, Jack.
Men shaking hands. These are strong, tough guys. All right? train yeah. bombing
in Santa. Not all that weird awkwardness yeah. moment that he had with Chloe. We're out.
Okay, well, I mean, voice three. Ew. Okay, and here's Ronnie.
His replacement.
Uh-oh.
Hey, they give him that
Ronnie
guy's
LaBelle
look.
Is hmm. played by Sean Doyle, another wonderful Canadian actor. Kiefer Canadian. Roger Canadian.
Mary Lynn American.
Mary Lynn American. Alberta, Aaron Driscoll, Canadian. You're outnumbered. It won't be long. Okay. Thank you. If there was a curling contest there, you would lose. Okay.
If there was a sweeping contest, I would win. High lie.
Look at these two.
I would win. I'm looking
at looking you.
Through the
You're
frosted glass stripes.
Yeah. What is he feeling?
He's being drawn back in. You don't know how yet.
Okay.
I don't know, Max. Let me find out.
Meanwhile, back in the limo.
I'm with a representative from Vandenberg. He wants to know how long I'll be pushed back today.
Don't change anything with Vandenberg.
No, Vandenberg's too important.
We'll stick to your schedule. Okay, Max. Yep. We'll see you then.
I don't think he's going to get to Vandenberg. Now, that is fantastic poor man's process. Doesn't that look great?
You mean like the realism
yeah, they're just
of the
in a,
road in
studio.
The back? Yeah, that's really cool.
We have, I think, the best. The best guys
that's
doing
really
that.
Real.
Dad, look, even if Richard does go to this protest in Lockheed, it's not the end of the world. It's not a
page. Richard? Who's Richard?
That's not the point. It's an embarrassment.
We'll find out.
Mary Lynn, did you ever see him play a Kennedy? I think he was in Missiles of October. He's played, didn't he play Kennedy's
yeah.
500 times?
Yeah. Was it a TV movie?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
He looks like a Kennedy.
He does.
Why did I become the enemy? What did I do?
Nothing. Richard's acting like a spoiled child. He's going to have to grow up someday.
Uh-oh. That could be the phone.
Audrey Raines.
Yep.
Marilyn, when you watch the show like this, do you fast forward to your parts? Or do you actually watch the scenes?
I actually have a special tape of just my parts looped over and over.
Uh-oh.
That's cool. Is that a plane on a string hanging?
Yeah.
In a small model?
And boom, a reveal. David Palmer is no longer president. His opponent from last season, John Keeler, has made it to the presidency.
We can increase our state of readiness.
All right, I'll take that into consideration. I'm meeting with the Secretary of State and Director Shea in a few minutes. I'll see if they feel the same about it.
All right.
Yes, Mr. President.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello, Ann.
Hello, Jack.
Jack and the woman had fired him.
I'm sorry, Secretary Heller couldn't be here today.
It's just as well. So I'm sure you were told we have a protocol in progress. So why don't we just go down the items and get it over with?
It's fine with me.
I'll be direct with you, Jack. I didn't like the budget your boss proposed.
What's the problem?
Well, the Department of Defense is asking for 85% of all interagency monies, which leaves very little for CTU.
Are you following this? 85%?
I'm making some notes. That means I would tip...
This is the great budget scene.
$20? $18?
People watch 24 you want to, use to hear people talk about budgets. But you see, there's subtext going on, Mary Lynn.
That's what that's what you gotta love about this show. It's all business, but yet,
it's,
what's going on? What's brimming, boiling under the surface?
I'll talk to Heller about it myself.
No, you'll talk to him now. You'll talk to me.
Not Whoa. So under the surface
close
anymore.
Close up.
Let it out.
Little Sean Kelly score underneath to let us know what to feel. Uneasy.
Excuse me, Jack.
Why don't you go downstairs in the game room, play caroms?
They just can't even talk about the budget. It just,
okay.
Everything falls apart.
Here's Ronnie LaBelle, the new head of CTU. He's got Jack's old job, wearing some cool shades, leather jacket, ready to roll. Looking good.
What part of town is that?
I don't know. Probably the San Fernando Valley. It's where we shoot everything. Okay. Let's go. Let's rumble, baby. This guy has some connection to the terrorists. Let me take my little phone and put a camera on.
May I help you? Are you Mr. Landstrass?
Already, Landstrass. It's a bad name.
Yeah. If your name is Landstrass, you're a villain. I don't know this name. Sure you
lying.
Don't. Fine. Then just clean my shirt.
I'm just cleaning shirts. Please, leave me alone.
Oh, gosh. Look at that. If he's wearing a short-sleeve shirt, he's got to be bad. It's being handled, Jack. Sit down and shut up.
He can't stay out of it. Here we go.
He can't have. He can't stop himself. He's hiding something. All right.
She hates to admit.
Yeah. Okay.
Since here you open at 6 a.m., have you been here the entire time?
Nice one, Roddy.
Looking at the times on the door.
6 a.m. Interesting. Uh-oh. Here's a nice
this
little...
This is cool.
Here's a nice little sequence here. This is done by our production designer and Mark Markham, our computer playback guy.
Isn't that just the creepy little moment?
Yeah. See? Let's look at that. Okay. I'll just toddle over here.
Do you mind if I take a look behind that counter?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. This is my store, and I want you to walk out now.
Sir, I'm not walking out of here until I figure it out.
Whoa. Good move. Nice patience.
Yeah, really. Just be cool, man. He didn't believe that Landstrass could get him out of there.
Uh-uh.
Jerk. Got him.
We got him.
Great job.
Great job. This is the first season I think we had commercials on our opening show. We've normally been commercial-free, Mary Lynn.
But do you always play two shows together?
No.
So there
two shows together with commercials.
Cool. At first I thought, what the heck are they doing? But then you want to watch another one really bad.
I hope so.
It's good.
All right.
It worked well.
Look at this.
Really know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Business department.
I'm multi-level.
And the creative.
Yeah. I'm deep, not like you. No, you're deep. Not as deep as me, but deep.
Thanks.
It's okay. You're welcome. All right. She's thinking of Jack, the man she loves. And he's going to some crappy house where his son lives.
My favorite line coming up.
Richard.
Oh. Richard.
Wash and your Dad. Hair, Richard.
What's going on with his hair?
He's a hippie.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, aren't you supposed to be in your meeting with Driscoll?
Yeah, she had to step away. Listen, CTU's just picked up a prime suspect in the train bombing. They're bringing him in for questioning now.
Yeah, my father's still in with Richard.
That's all right, I'll brief him later. Just want to let you know.
All right, that's good news.
Yeah, I think so.
Mary Lynn, do you have anything to say about the split screens?
I'll talk to you later.
Wait.
Love it.
You know, that's what Dr. Phil said is the key to a successful marriage.
Split screens?
No, not split screens. Love it. He said, if a man learns two words, love it. So whatever his wife says, I'm tearing apart the house and building a sinkhole.
So in that moment, I was being like the man and you were being like the woman.
That's right. Love it.
I just agree with you. Love it, dear.
Now they're on different sides.
Oh, this was a really good moment that we just talked over. She's like, don't say it.
I'm blown away.
He's like, I gotta say it.
Because I'm feeling it.
That's not like him. He's gotta let it out.
This is the first time Jack has allowed himself to love since the beginning of season one. It's a big moment.
She's feeling her heart fluttering.
Mary Lynn talked over it.
You did.
Who is he?
He's a Canadian, like you.
It's our problem, not yours.
Right.
If they shoot downstairs... And Mary Lynn's here, I'll go downstairs. Apart from that, unless somebody owes me money, I really don't want to go to the set.
How many cars do you need to get places? I didn't come here to argue about the environment.
Okay.
I didn't ask you to come at all.
Postmodern hippie.
Yeah. Election year hippie.
I do not want you to attend or to speak at that rally at Lockheed this afternoon.
This is a little page out of when Patty Davis, Reagan's daughter, spoke at an anti-nuke rally against her father. This is sort of
cool.
Like she did.
What could be more dangerous than 2,500 missile delivery systems?
Oh, spare me your sixth grade Michael Moore logic.
Woo!
Actually, that line should have been rewritten to fifth grade Michael Moore logic.
A
I don't think he gets up to the sixth grade.
This scene turned me into a Republican. I used to be a liberal hippie.
It opened her eyes.
And I've started carrying a gun.
We serve our country.
Yeah.
We serve the cause of freedom. What do you
do? Yeah, you dipshit. You sit there and grow your hair long and go to protest rallies.
His dirty hair turned me into a Republican.
Yeah, no kidding. He's on the OC now.
Come on, Richard.
Yeah, you're going to smoke a joint. You're out of your mind. You know what? I have to blame the father. They didn't parent this kid right.
You can't believe it.
They didn't toilet train him right. Look at him.
Oh, man. God.
It hurts him to do
that. Love is hard.
Meanwhile, back at Starbucks, he's bringing his coffee in. Everything's just fine. I'm just going to give my friends their coffees and listen to some music.
Do my job.
Work in this cool downtown loft space, do computer work. A lot of facial hair. Oh, what? What the heck? Hello? God, witness part two, man.
Seriously.
The guy observes murders left and right. You don't want to be near this guy.
She was really cute and had a good outfit. And now look.
Yeah. He's so scared he's not even taking his coffee.
He doesn't have time.
Oh, man. Yeah. Today at work really sucked.
Yeah, don't go back for the coffee. Just keep it moving.
Yeah. Boom. Bam. Oh. This guy, I like this actor, plays Khalil. Boom, he's cool.
What if he was running so fast?
He's actually, I think, a big star.
Really?
Yeah. Might be a big star like in India, I'm not sure.
Oh no, Andrew!
Why do you need
bike
the
lock? It's
Dude,
how he
run.
Gets around.
You know what it is? He's a liberal, he doesn't want to hurt the environment by getting in a car.
Well, look what's going to happen.
Oh, good move. Gee, I've never seen this in a movie before. Oh, he's gone. It's all right. Not a problem. No problemo.
They just shot everybody.
They just killed everybody and didn't get the one guy.
There's no other way that they can do things. They have to shoot every single person.
I guess the guys, the forensics guys, will come and drink those coffees.
Oh, I hope they don't get cold.
I know this guy.
Jan Bolick. Camera maker.
Isn't that a disease?
It's yeah,
he died. He died. He had an extreme case of Jan Bolick.
Bolick.
Thank you. Goodbye. Leave now. Sayonara.
Jack, don't get involved, Jack. Don't do it.
That was a good shot of you in the background out of focus.
God, I look good.
Why are you not in this scene?
It's weird.
Why are you poking your head in between these people? We'll take that in consideration. Now get the F out of here. Yeah.
Dang.
Dang, dangity dog. All right. The one person you could trust, Chloe O'Brien. Is she Irish? Are you Irish?
Yeah, I guess. Jeez.
What are you talking about? High probability chatter.
You know that CTU ring?
Yeah.
My mom and sister put that on their cell phone.
Are you kidding?
And I didn't recognize it. They're like, get it? I was like, what? Uh-oh.
Why do you always look nervous?
That's the moment.
Why do you look nervous?
Look, she's doing something
that nobody's
off the books.
Oh, God.
Off the charts.
No one's
just like
see.
Jack.
Uh-oh. Let's take a look at this.
Setting up my trust in Jack.
By the way, do you know anything what you're talking about when you're saying these lines? Oh, it's source. It's deciphered,
yeah,
triple quoted.
Of course. Who doesn't know that? It's decipher, obviously.
Sometimes when Interpol's breaking codes and
communicates. When Interpol's break with codes and communicates. I've said that fast. You just say it real fast.
Do you sometimes you smile when you say too much tech stuff? Your face breaks into a smile? I have to cut around it. Like, why is she smiling? It hurts your cheeks to get all those words out. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yes, you do. Those are DVD extras.
You won't Mary get Lynn's those outtakes. Anywhere else.
No, Paul.
I
don't want to. No, Paul. Leave me alone.
Come on, Paul. What? It's over.
Deal with it.
Let's get it moving.
You don't care. I don't care. I don't want to wait any longer. Tap, tap, snap, snap.
Marriage just isn't what it used to be, pal.
Deal with it, man. It's disposable. Oh.
I gotta take this call.
It's a call.
What does marriage mean anymore, anyway?
All right. Watch
out. This crazy modern world we live in. Uh-oh.
Oh.
I love you.
He's still in
with Richard. No. She
doesn't want to be interrupted. Yeah. Whoa. Secondary hit. Yeah.
It's everything's. All right. We don't have time.
All right. Let me just think. My son is a jerk.
I'm going to speak at that rally this afternoon, Dad.
That's great.
Not because I hate you.
It's because I love Bob Marley.
Did it ever occur to you that these people are using you? Don't you realize they're letting you speak for one reason and one reason only? Because you are my son!
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart writing.
I wish I weren't.
Dang it.
That's nice. Nice mouth. Oh.
Brother, that's sister, his sister. Rivalry. Look at him. Did that little smirk. Sis.
Excuse me.
What could be more important than intimidating?
He doesn't look that intimidated.
Car.
Richie, why are you doing this to Dad? Can't you just back off?
Not doing anything to him.
You know, if you go to that protest at Lockheed, it's gonna hurt him.
Whatever it takes to stop what he's doing.
Oh, God. I have children. That hurts.
I don't.
And it still hurts.
I didn't believe that there was an imminent threat to national
security. Yeah.
I'm too old to be a young mother.
But not old enough to be a grandmother.
Hello.
Everyone's on their cell phone now. It's a cell phone world. Okay, I love this shot. Red, white, and blue. Color scheme.
Uh-oh.
America.
Cool.
Get it?
Nice one.
All right. I got to do something, or I'm going to bust.
Music.
Let's go. Sean Callery, the genius who composes the music. Uh-oh. Mary Lynn is even nervous. Jack Bauer is about to do something.
How long have you been in Los Angeles?
Look at this mamby-pamby interrogation. How long's there? Who cuts your hair? Where did you buy that shirt? Are you going to kill anybody today?
Where did he get that shirt?
Who are you working with?
Yeah. That ain't the way to do it, pal.
I know a way to do it.
Yeah.
I know who has.
Yeah. He doesn't care.
He doesn't give an F.
Uh-uh. You're not going to scare me. This is America. You can't hurt me.
How far can I push this guy?
We have to find out who he's working with. We should go as far as we have to. Maybe we should bring Johnson in.
That's my favorite. There's always like the torture guy. Don't bring Johnson in.
Who sits in a room all day and waits to come in
to torture
people. Oh, excuse me.
Bauer.
While I break your arm. Oh, man, he swiped that so well. He's a first take swiper. Oh, Jack Bauer. Oh, sorry. He's jammed the codes, man.
Yep.
I'm not messing with you, but I am going to hurt this table.
I am going to mess with the table.
Jack. Ow.
Oh.
We actually shot that guy. We wanted to make it very authentic.
Did he get paid a lot more?
No, we gave him an extra. We gave him per diem.
$100.
And a Band-Aid. What? Did he just... What?
You can't just yell at someone. You got to shoot them.
No.
Not good.
Unless you break a knee or... Okay, I'll hold. Oh, great. it's Jack.
Answer the phone, answer the phone.
She thinks it's Jack calling to tell her that he loves her.
I know, she doesn't want to get it. Answer, it's not about love.
Let's go, come on. Damn you. Tell the president, how about Vandenberg? What?
The bombing this morning was diversionary. Your father is the real target.
Why are you screaming?
Target.
Yeah, you loved me.
No.
Excuse me. Check, please. I'll leave now. Yeah. The moment we've all been waiting for. Body count. Dead.
I know about guns now.
Dead.
Yeah.
Soon to be dead. Uh-oh. This does not look good for the good guys.
Why do they gotta go so crazy?
Oh, man.
Not the flowers.
Uh-oh. Richard. He's got a great
Now,
great
who are you gonna protest about?
Oh, man. Look at this. Audrey. Oh, that's nice. Why did he have to do that? This is beautifully directed
really
by John Cassar. And the signature shrinking of the screen, splitting up, throwing him in the van. The kid's still riding his bike. How about Shura? Oh, yeah. Look at those eyes. Full of mystery. Here comes Dar with the suitcase that fell from the train. Yes. His new computer with added RAM and 6 gigabytes.
GarageBand in it.
And lights out on Audrey.
Oh, no.
See you next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoy the rest of the DVDs. We have a great season for you. And it's been a lot of fun. Mary Lynn?
We're doing it.
We're doing it. Fight the future, baby.